Shalom! Holy Scriptures and Israel is a ministry designed to share with the Jewish people the good news of the Lord Jesus, Yeshua the Messiah, and to instruct Christians on the Jewish roots of their faith. And now, teaching God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective, here is Gideon Levitan.
The study of the Gospel of Mark, chapter 10, there is a verse in Psalm 75. And I'm going to read that verse. It says in verse 8, Psalm 75, in verse 8 we read, "For in the hand of the Lord there is a cup, kos, and the wine is red, and it is full of mixture. And he poureth out of the same, of the cup, but the dregs thereof, all the wicked of the earth shall wring them out and drink them." You see, there is a cup. That cup is a cup of God's anger against sin. And the wicked who reject the Messiah will end up drinking from that cup of God's righteous indignation against sin. And the very fact that you and I will never need to drink of that cup, it is because He drank it on our behalf. He, you might say, it was poured upon the Messiah Himself. There is in the hand of the Lord a cup that is red, it is full of mixture. And then He said, He poureth that cup. And that cup is the cup of the wrath of God against sin. Now about baptism, when you think about baptism, it's speaking about being overflowed with the wrath of God. The water becomes like the judgment of God upon the world that have sinned. In Psalm 69, I'm going to read verses 1 and 2. "Save me, O God, for the waters are come in unto my soul." Verse 2, "I sink in deep mire where there is no standing. I am come into deep waters where the floods overflow me." It speaks of the judgment of God, beloved brothers and sisters. Verse 15 says, "Let not the water flood overflow me, neither let the deep swallow me up, and let not the pit shut her mouth upon me." Psalm 69 is a messianic psalm that speaks about the trespass offering that the Messiah took upon Himself when He died for us on the tree. So Yeshua the Messiah is saying to John, He's saying to James, He's speaking to these brothers, and he said to them, "You know not what you're asking. Can you drink of the cup that I drink? Can you be baptized with the baptism that I will be baptized with?" And of course the answer is no. They can never suffer the way He suffered, like you and I can never suffer like He suffered. No one has suffered like Yeshua the Messiah had suffered. But yet, He's telling them that they will suffer. Even though they could never suffer to the extent that He suffered. Notice now in verses 39 and 40, Yeshua predicted the future suffering and death of James and John, Yaakov and Yohanan. Because in the next verse, it says, they said unto Him, "We can." They assumed that they could suffer the way He suffered for sin. And He told them, no. He said, Yeshua said to them, "Okay, you will suffer. You cannot suffer the way I suffered. I will suffer in order to provide redemption, but you will suffer because you will identify with me." And so we read in verse 39, "Ye shall indeed drink of the cup that I drink of, and with the baptism that I am baptized withal shall ye be baptized. But to sit on my right hand and on my left hand, it is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared." What does He say here? that these two men, they were brothers, by the way, they were sons of Zebedee. Yaakov and Yochanan bnei Zebedee. That they, because they're going to follow after him, they will experience persecution and ultimately death. And you notice it is so fascinating that the first apostle who died was Yaakov, James. And the last apostle who died was John, Yochanan, his brother. If you notice, if you turn to Acts chapter 12, for a moment. In Acts chapter 12, the first apostle who died was Yaakov, James. It says here in verse 1 and 2, "Now about that time Herod the king stretched forth his hand, and he vexed certain of the church, of the assembly, the believers." And notice what it says in verse 2. "And he killed Yaakov, the brother of John, with a sword." The first man of the apostles who died was James, was Yaakov. He have died by the sword because Herod was persecuting the assembly, the local believers in the land of Israel, in the city of Jerusalem. He suffered and he died. He had experience, he identified with his Messiah, who was rejected, despised, and ultimately was killed. James, Yaakov, was killed as well. But not only him, his brother Yochanan, according to Revelation chapter 1, he was cast into the island of Patmos, and he suffered because he testified of Yeshua, the Messiah. Revelation 1 and verse 9, "I, John, who also am your brother and companion in tribulation," he suffered, "and in the kingdom and patience of Yeshua the Messiah, I was on the island that is called Patmos. Why I was there? For the word of God and for the testimony of Jesus Christ, of Yeshua the Messiah." Apparently, Domitian have taken John Yochanan and placed him in the island of Patmos, and he was there because he was testifying to the fact that Yeshua was the Messiah. And there John received the book of the Revelation. And while we don't know the exact date that he died, the book of Revelation was written somewhere around 95, 96 AD, and he died a few years after. Some believe that he died at about 100 AD, while James, his brother, died at about 42 AD. The two brothers, the one was the first, the other one was the last. Those are the two that wanted to sit at the right and left hand of Yeshua the Messiah in his glory. And while they did not quite grasp the fact that they could never suffer like Yeshua suffered, Yeshua had to teach them that lesson, and he said to them, "You are going to drink of the cup. You are going to experience baptism like the baptism that I have." In other words, you will identify with me and you will experience suffering, and ultimately you will die. And this is exactly what happened. Yaakov died 42 AD. Yochanan died about 99, 100 AD. Both of these men identify with Yeshua the Messiah when they lived their life and gave a testimony of the person of the Lord. And now notice what we read in verse 40. He says, "To sit on my right hand and on my left hand, it is not mine to give, but it shall be given to them of whom it is prepared." In other words, he have handed over the future day of the kingdom to the Father, that the Father will be the one who will execute what he planned, where to put and who to put in the kingdom day. And he said, "It is not for me to give, but it shall be given to them for whom it is prepared." Yeshua predicted the suffering of James and John and the future in which they all that have trusted in him will enjoy. And now notice, beloved brothers and sisters, in verse 41, the other disciples, were really displeased with James and John. It says in the next verse that when the ten heard it, they began to be much displeased with James and John. And you know how quickly you blame James and John, but you yourself probably hoping that you would sit on the right hand or the left hand of Yeshua the Messiah in glory. And that's why you can see they are displeased, but when you look elsewhere, they had the same view, they had the same failure, which remind us of the fact that all of us at times fail the Lord. And so in verses 42 to 45, Yeshua instruct his disciples the truth about who is really going to receive a place of greatness. Let me just read you those verses. Verse 42, we read, there Yeshua called unto him those disciples, and he said unto them, ye know that they which are accounted to rule over the Gentiles, they exercise lordship over them, and their great ones exercise authority over them. He says, look at the Gentile world. The people that are rulers and leaders, they exercise, they want to show that they are rulers, that they have authority, that they are in a position of greatness. That's the world. But he says it should be different with you. In verse 44, he says, you know, really, it should be the opposite with God's people. And then he says, and I'm reading these verses, but, verse 43, so shall it not be among you. Whosoever want to be the greatest among you, he shall be a servant. And whosoever want to be the chiefest in a higher position, he shall serve all. Do you want to have a place, a position, a high position? Well, you have to, first of all, become a servant. You see, we can never be appreciated and have authority over others unless we first learn to serve. A good leader is served first, is a good servant. A person that wants to be appreciated and respected has to be one who, first of all, spends some time and energy and willing to serve the people of God. We don't get to be rulers and leaders before we, first of all, among the people of God, first of all, become servants of the Lord. That's why Yeshua is the example. Don't be like the world. The world, oh, I have an authority, and I'm your boss, and I'm your supervisor, and I will exercise my authority and my rulership, and you will listen to what I have to say. But no example. The people of God, it should be exactly the opposite. You know how attractive it is to see a brother or a sister who served the people of God, who humbly serve God's people. That's amazing. And notice how the Lord concludes with this passage, because in verse 45, he says, for even the Son of Man came not to be ministered unto, but to minister and to give his life a ransom for many. The Son of Man, the Mashiach, the Messiah, Yeshua, Jesus, the Messiah, the reason that he came is not that we will serve him first, but that he will serve his people and ultimately give his life a ransom for many. And isn't that what he have actually done? When he was healed some 2,000 years ago, everywhere he went, he served mankind. He ministered to the needs of God's people. The blind received their sight. The lame could walk. The deaf could hear. Even the dead were raised. And he himself set himself as a flint, as a rock, to go to the city of Jerusalem, to give his life a ransom for many. You know, brothers and sisters, do you know that even today, the Lord is at God's right hand, still serving us? We don't see him, but he serves us. We don't even realize how much he blesses us and how much he ministered to us, direct us, preserve us, protect us, help us. We don't realize that. But even today, our blessed Lord, Yeshua the Messiah, serves the people of God. And in response to what he has done for us, we need to serve him. We need to be those, not like the world. They are the rulers. They exercise lordship. They exercise authority. I am the captain. I am the boss. I am in charge. No, no, no. He says, you're going to be different. You want to be the ruler and the leader? You first of all learn to serve. You want to be the one that is the chiefest? You make sure that you serve your brothers and your sisters. It is a different economy. It is completely different than the world and its system. That's the ways of the Lord. Because the Lord himself, the Son of Man, the Mashiach himself, Ben HaAdam, he came not to be ministered unto, but to minister, to serve himself, and to give his life a ransom for many. Now to conclude with this chapter, in verses 46 to verse 52, Yeshua gives sight to a blind man to show us a great lesson that we by nature are blinded. And in the experience with this man who was blind in the city of Jericho, he teach the disciples a lesson. Because it says in verse 46, it says here that, and they came to Jericho as he went out of Jericho with his disciples, and a great number of people were there, blind Bartimai, the son of Timai, sat by the highway begging. You and I might say it is a coincidence. Yeshua was in Jericho, the cursed city. And what does he see as he leaves the city towards Jerusalem to go up the hill? What does he see? A man sitting there by the name of Bartimai, who was a blind man. And what does he do? He is begging. Helpless. Can you imagine to be blind, not ability to know where you go, not the ability to see your wife, your children, blind? This is our condition spiritually. We were dead in trespasses and sins. We were blind to see God in our life. We were blind to see the Mashiach, the Messiah that loved us so much. That's us. Bartimai is Gideon is you and I. We were blind. We were living in Jericho, the city of curse. We were beggars who could not lift ourselves up. So Yeshua is passing by. And you notice, beloved brothers and sisters, actually some believe that the name Bartimaeus comes from Timothy, which means honorable to God in the Greek language. But in the Hebrew, timai or tameh come from the word unclean. Bartimai represents son of one who is unclean, like David says, in sin did my mother conceive me. He was blind, he cannot see. He was sitting as a beggar by the city of curse. Jericho. But Yeshua is passing by. And so we read in verses 47 and 48 that Bartimai cried for mercy. We read, and notice it how amazing. When he heard that it was Yeshua from Nazareth, he began to cry out and he said, Yeshua, Jesus, Son of David, have mercy on me. Many charge him that he should hold his peace, but he cried the more a great deal, Thou son of David, Ben David, have mercy on me. Who of us would not need the mercy of God when we are in a city of curse, when we are spiritually blind, when our name represents our uncleanness, tame, and when we beg because we can't sustain ourselves? That's the condition of the human race. But Yeshua passed by. And he cried to him, and you notice he called him Ben David. Yeshua, son of David. How did he get this expression, son of David? Because in 2 Samuel chapter 7, God had promised to David that out of him there will be one that will come into this world, that he will call him his son and he will establish his kingdom in a future day. Yeshua HaMashiach, Jesus the Messiah, is a descendant of the house of David. Ben David, son of David, have mercy on me. You know, I wish people will cry this today to the Lord. Lord, have mercy on me. I'm a sinful man. I have no hope without you. I live in a cursed world, and I'm spiritually blind, and I'm unable to sustain my life spiritually. I am dead in trespasses and sins. I need your forgiveness. Earlier we read, God be merciful to me, a sinner. And so as he cried, do you think that Yeshua will continue on? We read here, it's so beautiful, in verse 49 and verse 50, Yeshua heard Bartimai. And so we read in verse 49 and 50, Yeshua stood still. And he commanded him to be called. And they called the blind man, saying unto him, Be of good comfort, rise, he calleth thee. Verse 50, and he casting away his garment, he arose and he came to the Lord Yeshua. It's so wonderful, you know, to come to Jesus, to come to Yeshua. He invited, come unto me all ye that labor and are heavy laden, and I will give you rest. God said to Israel, come and let us reason together. Though your sins be as scarlet, they shall be as white as snow. To come to Yeshua, he came blind. But he must be so anxious just to come because he cried to the son of David, Ben David, Yeshua, son of David, have mercy on me. And the Lord had mercy on him. Because we read in the last verses, beloved brothers and sisters, verse 51 and 52, that's the desire of Yeshua the Messiah, that people will come. Don't delay today if you hear his voice. Do not harden your heart, because one day you will have to leave this scene. If your sins are not forgiven, you're going to be judged by God, because God cannot look upon sin. And so he came. And the conclusion of this chapter, verses 51 and 52, Yeshua answered and said unto him, What wilt thou that I should do unto thee? What do you want, Bartimai? What should I do for you? And you notice Bartimai, he answered, and he said to him, the blind man, notice he was still blind. The blind man said unto him, Lord, he called him Adon, Rabbi. Lord, Master, Rabbi, my Lord, my Master, I would like to receive sight. I want to see. I want to be able to see. So Yeshua said unto him, Go. And notice what he said, Your faith has made thee whole. Without faith, it is impossible to please God. For God so loved the world that he gave his only begotten Son, that whosoever believe, just to have faith, shall not perish, but have everlasting life. Faith in the person of the Lord Yeshua, Jesus the Messiah, is the ground upon which God can forgive sins. And so he says, your faith have made thee whole. And then immediately, notice, no delay, he received his sight, and he followed Jesus, Yeshua, in the way. You see, brothers and sisters, that's what happened to us. We were blinded spiritually. We didn't want God in our life. We didn't want the Messiah in our life. But somehow, we recognize that we are blinded. We are helpless by nature. We can't be right with God. And we ask for forgiveness. God, be merciful to me, a sinner. And in love for you and love for me, Yeshua the Messiah have invited us. He says, I paid. The price is paid. I've died on the shameful tree. God is satisfied. Just accept me. Believe on the Lord Yeshua the Messiah, and you shall be saved. Your faith in me has made thee whole, Yeshua said to him. And you notice, he followed after him. We follow after Yeshua because he is our shepherd. We follow after him because it gives us joy in our hearts, because he loves us, because he wants a blessing for each and every one of us. So may the Lord help us as we continue on here in this world to follow after the Lord, because we were like Bartimai, blinded. He opened our hearts and he gave us the understanding that he paid for the sins that we have committed throughout our life. May the Lord bless his word, and may the Lord help us to continue to follow after him. Can we say amen to that?
You have been listening to the Holy Scriptures and Israel with Gideon Levitam. Gideon teaches God's Word from a Hebrew Messianic perspective. For more information about this ministry, write to Holy Scriptures and Israel, Box 1411, Niagara-on-the-Lake, Ontario, L0S1J0, or visit our website at holyscripturesandisrael.com. You are also invited to Gideon's weekly Bible teaching on Fridays at 11 a.m. and 7 p.m., and Saturdays at 1 p.m. at Willowdale Christian Assembly Hall, 28 Martin Ross Avenue in Toronto. Holy Scriptures and Israel is made possible by your prayers and financial support. If you would like to support the program, visit holyscripturesandisrael.com. God bless you. Shalom, shalom.